From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The House of Representatives has soundly defeated a bill to pull U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the end of the year. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more on the story.
Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich brought the resolution to the House floor because he says the war has gone on too long and cost too much. Hundreds of billions of dollars, he said, have been spent fighting in Afghanistan that could have been spent on jobs, education, and infrastructure here in the U.S.
Unless this Congress acts to claim its constitutional responsibility, we will stay in Afghanistan for a very, very long time at great cost to our troops and to our national priorities.
But most Democrats and Republicans voted to support the war and to give President Obama more time to orchestrate his new strategy in Afghanistan. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The pace of home foreclosures is down. RealtyTrack, which monitors foreclosure activity, says the number fell by more than 2% last month from January. The number of notices sent out last month dropped, but spokesman Rick Sharga says unemployment needs to improve before there's a real turnaround.
Ultimately, the job market turning will help the situation, but it will require a lag time to sort of work through the processes. So even if the unemployment rates were to peak now, we'd still be looking at unemployment-related foreclosure activity through the end of this year.
Sharga says a record 2.8 million households were threatened with foreclosure last year, and that's expected to surpass 3 million this year. Almost half of the schools in one Kansas City, Missouri school district will close this year. School board members have narrowly approved the plan to cut $50 million from a $300 million budget. Sylvia Maria Gross of member station KCUR reports school officials hope to avoid bankruptcy.
A steep decline in enrollment has left the district's 61 schools only half full, and the district is only partially accredited by the state. Superintendent John Covington says consolidating students into fewer buildings will allow him to use those resources to improve instruction. His plan cuts 285 teaching positions, and at five low-performing schools, teachers will have to reapply for their jobs. At an emotional board meeting, Teachers Union President Andrea Flinders said school closures are necessary.
It's not the buildings that count. It's what happens inside those buildings.
Board members who voted against the plan say they're concerned it'll drive even more families out of the district and that empty school buildings will contribute to blight. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.
Greek police have fired tear gas as some demonstrators against new austerity measures throw rocks and firebombs outside Parliament in Athens. Thousands of people have been marching in the Greek capital. This is NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in the United Arab Emirates. He's talking with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi about regional security. This is the last stop in the Defense Secretary's week-long foreign tour. The wife of House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for corruption. Monica Conyers is a former member of the Detroit City Council. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
Monica Conyers pleaded guilty last year to a bribery conspiracy charge. She faced a maximum of 5 years in prison. Conyers' lawyer managed to convince Judge Averyn Cohn not to consider what federal prosecutors termed other relevant conduct when sentencing Conyers. Prosecutors had hours of FBI wiretaps they say prove Conyers repeatedly extorted money from people looking to do business with the city. The wiretaps are from a years-long ongoing federal investigation into Detroit municipal corruption. Conyers then suddenly told the judge she wanted to withdraw her guilty plea. Cohn refused to let her. Conyers told Cohn the media had pressured him to make a scapegoat out of her. The hearing ended with Conyers yelling that she would appeal the sentence. Conyers' husband, Detroit Democratic Congressman John Conyers, wasn't present at the hearing. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
The Senate has passed a bill to extend unemployment benefits to people who've been unemployed for more than 6 months. It would also help unemployed people pay for health insurance. The bill now goes into talks with the House, which has passed a companion bill. But some House members are concerned about Senate provisions designed to minimize the effect on the deficit. The bill also extends a number of business and personal tax breaks. Stock prices are lower in Europe today, and stocks in Asia posted modest gains. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.